Hello friends, today I am going to share my views on the topic as experience is the best teacher. Yeah, all of us have different experiences in life, like experience of getting out of some disastrous situation and many more. There are both good and bad experiences in everybody's life. Such had I. Not able to judge was that a good experience or had a bad one, but that experience made me learn a very important lesson of my life. The experience that I am sharing with you all was not more than a nightmare for me. This is my school life experience I am sharing to you. This is not a fiction story that I am telling to you. It's a real one. I had such a bad experience or a good experience, I'm not able to judge it yet. It was in the year 2016 when I was studying in the 8th standard. Half yearly examinations were going on, but something diverted my mind to take the support of cheats for passing the examinations. I didn't know about the bad consequences until I was caught cheating in the examination. Till that, I was thinking like this is the easiest method for passing the examination. It was the easiest but one of the worst idea of passing the examination according to me. I cheated successfully in more than 5 exams out of 10 exams, as there were at the time there were 10 subjects that I was studying in 8th standard. Basically it was ICSE school, and at that time there were 10 subjects, and in more than 5 subjects I cheated successfully, and my confidence for cheating in the next exams was so high that I made at least 15 to 20 pages cheats of register pages. It was my history examination and a teacher caught me cheating, and then started the nightmare for me. It was like a nightmare for me. Nothing else I can say it. I don't have any word other than nightmare for this experience that I am sharing now. I was like still, as time had stopped around me and my mind signaling me that this is the reward for your idea for passing the examination. Examiner took me to the principal, and then principal ma'am, she scolded me for what I did. She slapped me, she scolded me, and then almost all the teachers arrived near the principal's office, which made me feel ashamed, and I was feeling like, yeah, I have done something wrong. I wasn't realizing that it was a very wrong thing that I have done that time. Many negative thoughts were coming to my mind. I realized some word that I have did wrong. I should not have done that. I will never forget that day in my life. I confessed for my offense. It was like an offense that I did during the school time. My parents were called to school, and only negative thought was coming at the time in my mind, that I was thinking just that I should do suicide after that. I have no other option left now, because I have been caught cheating. I have done such an offense that I don't have any other way of going, and I should suicide now. Due to me, my parents were insulted in school, and that was equal to that I have done a serious crime, like I have done murder of some person, and I have been caught by police, and my parents have been called like to the police station, and they have been insulted very badly. It was like that, and my mind was that I should suicide now. I don't have any other option left. But My parents also scolded me, and thanks to God who gave me such beautiful parents, that who made me understand that mistakes are done by everyone. You are not a person that you are born with perfection, that you will never do a mistake in your life. Yeah, mistakes are small and some mistakes are very huge, that they are a little bit tough to confess, but yeah. If you have dared to do such a mistake, then you should be having that the same dare that you had for doing that mistake, that same dare to confess for your mistake also. And I thought about it, that my parents told me that yeah, you should also have that dare for confessing about your mistake. I went to school next day and apologized for my mistake in front of principal, in front of every staff, in front of every student in the assembly, because the news, this incident was like that, it got viral in whole school that I cheated. And many teachers were in the situation that he have cheated. They were not thinking like that he have cheated, that he can do cheating. And I apologized and I promised that I will never do such any unfair work that will insult my family, my parents, and myself in front of society and my teacher, who have taught me many good things in my life. And but just by doing these bloody unfair things, I am making them insulted in front of the whole society. Moreover, my friends also tried me to stop me from using these unfair means to pass the examinations, but my greed of passing the examination made me blind, and I was not able to compare between what was good for me and what was bad for me. I was not able to know about both the good and the bad consequences of the cheating in examination. I also thank the examiner who caught me that day and helped me to learn such a great lesson that I will never be able to forget in my life, that cheating never makes you to stand in anywhere in your life. Cheating will never make you stand anywhere in your life. Such a great lesson I learned in my life, and I will never be able to forget this. For me, this was a bad experience that I used unfair means, and as we know that there is something good hidden behind the evil, so did the good experience of never cheating again in my life, not in the examination, but also in different circumstances. Also, I promise that I will never cheat again in my life. For this experience, I can clearly say that the experience is a good teacher. Till that, this is for now, and thank you.